Sometimes it's difficult to know what the best thing to say is when it comes to any discussion on Gaza. Look, there's lots we can say. We've had a number of discussions and debates at this point. As I said, there's plenty to say, but the question is sometimes, what's the best to say? What will help or make any difference to a really difficult situation? And to me, the most valuable contribution that we could make as a parliament is to have an agreed position. That would be really strong. That would send a message that this unspeakable conflict, this unspeakable loss of life, and crucially, in my view, this diminution of hope that we can find a sustainable, peaceful outcome, I think makes it even more important that we as a parliament could find agreed positions. And I'm not sure I see that happening. And I take responsibility for my part in it as well. I mean, we had a debate yesterday. We are having a debate this morning. We've had various amendments to the resolutions coming in at the last minute. And that's democracy. But maybe I'm naive. But to me, the issue is well beyond any kind of politics. And we need, as a parliament, to have a largely agreed position and to speak with one voice. And I think that requirement is on all of us, myself is included. My time is limited, but it is important we take a stand. And in that context, I largely support the motion with some amendments put forward. I do support South Africa in their case to the International Court of Justice under the Genocide Convention. And I believe there is sufficient evidence to make this case. Initially, we all condemned the brutal attack by Hamas, then the disproportionate response by Israel. But today, Benjamin Netanyahu is reported as saying to cadets that total victory is our objective, and we know what that means. So finally, Minister, I do think we need to support South Africa's case. And finally, in critical situations, sometimes we need to do what we can. And in that context, I would ask once again that we make renewed and vigorous efforts to get dependence of Irish citizens out of Gaza as quickly as possible.